WABC-FM, up front in New York. Something about love.
I think love is it's a great mixture of many things. You want to be with someone, you want to do things for this person, and you think about them, and you worry about them. And it's such a conglomeration of many things that you have to live with them for quite a while before you are actually really deeply in love with someone. To live is to love, to just walk around, to see, to hear, to meet other people and talk.
Love is something different to each person who experiences it. You can't quite give a dictionary definition of love, I don't believe. It's an emotion. It's a feeling of wanting to be with somebody else and of having such a feeling for this other person that you are willing to do anything to make your relationship satisfying to both of you.
Go-go, I had a chance to hear the Traffic in person. Great bunch of guys with a great sound, right? The Traffic is from England, of course, and I wondered what they thought about an American group like The Doors. So I asked Chris Wood what he thought about Jim Morrison of The Doors.
When they began, they were in a nice sort of bag where they didn't have this fanatical feeling in any sort of different directions. They were doing what they did, and they enjoyed what they were doing. But then, obviously, they made it big. They became very big indeed. You know, and like Jim Morrison, I think that what happened there was like, he, at the moment, he is reflecting and giving out exactly, in a way, what the public really want him to give out. He's reacting exactly the way he feels. He is acting like, as a kid which is in a group which is has been made very big, and that sex thing and that violence thing, I think it's happened because that's almost the way it has made him since the group, you know, became national and very big. He is only then, I think, you know, reacting to the way his life is maybe going. I heard like things like different shows they did where he got to a stage where the audience was so totally embarrassed, people were walking out. He got to such a state, and he does interviews where guys will bring their daughters and said like it'll be my, you know, and he will suddenly say the most obscene thing, but that obscene thing is true. It's reality. What he's trying to get over is complete reality, and in a way you can say it's obscene, it may be this, it may be exhibition, you know, extrovert or whatever it may be, or he may be sick in the head, but he's only sick in the head from the environment he's in.
You know, the day destroys the night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on to the other side. Bring on to the other side. Bring on to
I was looking over some letters today and ran across a question from Bill Lawson over at Loyola University in Chicago, who says he digs Brother John on WLSFM, but wonders how I manage to be on the air all day and night every day. Well, he says, are you on pep pills or something? No, Bill, I'm not on pep pills. And I'm certainly not on LSD. I'm on tape.
Balanced blend.
That's what L&M Golden Hundreds have.
Balanced blend.
That's what L&M Golden Hundreds have.
L&M's balanced blend gives good taste from end to end.
New L&M Golden Hundreds. The 100-millimeter cigarette that gives you the same good taste from end to end. Because L&M Golden Hundreds are a balanced blend of quality tobaccos. So if you're looking for good taste from first puff to last, try new L&M Golden Hundreds.
L&M's balanced blend gives good taste from end to end. Balanced blend.
That's what L&M Golden Hundreds have.
American Dialogue, the sound of a nation thinking. What do you think about life? What do you think about war? What do you think about music? What about hate? And what about love?
Speak that I may see.
We want what you think about anything. That's what American Dialogue is all about. A chance to be heard. A chance to express yourself to the world. Call now. LT19505. That's LT19505. The WABC-FM American Dialogue line. Join the sound of a nation thinking. Got something on your mind? Let's hear it.
Terrific. 95 and a half.
WABC-FM. The New York Heavy.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Search it out. Fast driving man. Put her in D. Search man. Search it out, little one. Look inside, girl. Search it out.
I'm so mixed up that I don't know what end is up most of the time.
Search it out. Search it out, girl. Watch out for the train. Watch out for the elephants. Watch out for the trip. Search it out.
The answers are really there, and it's not in pot and LSD and all these things that they're looking for peace of mind in.
You can't sit down. Reach out. Finders keepers. Search it out.
Young hearts can go that way. say. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Chambers Brothers. Marshall McLuhan tells what's happening to us, baby.
Professor McLuhan.
There's a world of difference between the modern home environment of integrated electric information and the classroom.
Britain formally applies for membership in the market. Westmoreland gets control of the specification program in Vietnam.
We have no art. We do everything as well as we can.
A strange bond often exists among antisocial types in their power to see environments as they really are. The poet, the artist, whoever sharpens our perception tends to be antisocial, rarely well adjusted. He cannot go along with currents and trends.
When my act first caught on, I had offers from every major publishing house to do a book on anything at all. That's not writing.
Really neat.
That's exploiting.
What are the footnotes derived from the visual arts, from graphic arts, from sound, from music?
The artist, the enema of society, points out things that many people would prefer not to notice. Art is anything you can get away with.
The envelope, please.
Music and sound. My name is Brother John, and our thing goes right on after the news.
From all over the world, east, west, north, and south, news for FM from the American FM radio network. The latest news, changes due in Paris, a meeting in the works, and the Senate confirmation expected. From New York, this is Harold Steele for American FM radio news.
If you could understand the language of many of nature's creatures, you'd be among the first to protect and preserve our natural heritage. If you're not getting full use of public lands in your area, you can do something about it. Write the National Wildlife Federation, Department 66, Washington, D.C.
The unofficial word in Paris is that President de Gaulle is going to dump Premier Pompidou in favor of Maurice Couve de Merville. We asked correspondent John Rolfson what he's heard.
Mr. Pompidou this afternoon went to a meeting of the new parliamentary group, the Gaullists, elected at the end of last month, the 300 or so of them. He didn't speak, but a number of Gaullists there did talk to him and tried to raise this speculation or rumor with him that he was about to go out. Mr. Pompidou cut them off, saying, "The decision has been made. This is no place to discuss it."
Correspondent Rolfson sees two reasons for the talk about Pompidou being on the way out. First, indications that Pompidou will not support de Gaulle's plans for economic changes. And second, Rolfson says de Gaulle may want to move Pompidou to the sidelines to groom him as a successor to de Gaulle. From New York, this is Harold Steele, and this has been news from the American FM radio network. Good day. A service of ABC News.
Here are the WABC-FM news headlines. Governor Rockefeller has challenged Richard Nixon to take their Republican presidential contest directly to the voters. Rockefeller wants a television debate with Nixon and a nationwide public opinion survey. Mayor Lindsay has acted to halt a miniature taxicab battle in Brooklyn. The mayor ordered Police Commissioner Howard Leary to investigate the burning of 10 licensed cabs by roving bands of unlicensed gypsy cab drivers. The violence broke out last night in the Brownsville and Bedford-Stuyvesant sections of Brooklyn. The weather partly cloudy and warm tonight with a chance of showers towards evening, lowest around 70. Mostly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of a few showers or thundershowers tomorrow. And tomorrow evening, highest tomorrow in the 80s. Right now an even 80 degrees and it's partly sunny. That's the latest news headlines from WABC-FM New York.
95 and a half.
WABC-FM, environmental radio for New York.
Better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules.
I've got to admit, it's getting better. It's getting better.
Since you've been.